that's not what's going on.
How do you know? Like, we've done one thing together.
Yeah. And I was like, if you wanted, okay, like if you were trying to get a boyfriend out of this, I would have liked to know that in advance because I wouldn't have only come over here at midnight.
Right.
And hung out with you for 2 hours. You know what I mean? Like we would have gotten to know each other. We would have done some actual talking.
Yeah.
Like, but that's the problem, I think, is that he's, or people in general are putting value on sex the end.
Yes.
Like if you're providing a great service, people are like, yes, my husband. I'm sorry, no, I need more than that. Like I'm a fully formed human being. Mm-hmm. Like, are you, sis? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not to say that like I didn't enjoy the hooking up. Like, absolutely, that's fine. Get it wherever. Like, communicate and be down. But the thing is that like what I thought I was communicating, he was not picking up on. Right. So every time that I was like, this is just sex, and then for him somewhere that got lost.
I don't know, maybe
it was on me. Maybe I should have communicated more clearly, but also I would say that he should have communicated as well a bit more clearly if he thought it was going somewhere.
What a mess, I'm sorry
communication
is like key in every instance, because I feel like that's where a lot of problems stem from, where people are like, yeah, it just like didn't happen, like whatever, we were trying to have sex and it didn't happen, it was weird. Well, did you talk about what you wanted to do? No, we were just like fumbling around and like nothing really happened. I'm like, well, maybe if you had like said what you wanted, you wouldn't have fumbled so hard. You would have like done the thing you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, I thought we were dating and he thought we were hooking up and like it was a whole mess. I'm like, did you ever talk about whether you were dating or hooking up? Well, no, but I thought he would figure it out eventually because I lived in his house. I'm like, that's not.
Yes. No, that's actually real. Like, people actually do that.
You can't expect people to read your mind. There are no universal signals for we are dating. It's not like if we go to dinner and I'm wearing blank, we're dating. Nobody can interpret that. Right. It's only you. You're the only one who thinks that. So just be vocal. Talk to someone.
Right. Absolutely.
And also sometimes it's hard because like you don't want to be vulnerable. Obviously, you don't want to expose your true feelings. But also like, girl, just do it. It's a power move.
Yeah. We love that. You have the power. You make the decision.
I'm just imagining, like, living in someone's house with them and then being like, oh, no, we're just hooking up.
No, I actually know people that did that, so.
It's you live there.
No, okay, so what happened was.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a hookup that occurred, people that I know, and she literally stayed in his house for weeks. 4 weeks. Like, he would go to work and come back, and she was still there.
Did she have a key?
I don't think so, and that she didn't leave so that she wouldn't have to worry about the key. And then they started dating. Like, they actually dated after that because he was like, well, she's here already, so convenience is key.
Yeah, I mean,
at does that she point, have yeah. no job? I guess not, because how
I'm
would
not
you?
Sure, but
she took vacation. She was like, guys, I need vacation. I got to get this man's. I got to do it.
Right?
Yeah,
and like,
could be.
And yet she got what she wanted. So I'm confused as to what that's telling people.
Yeah. It's not the best message. It's not my favorite.
Yeah. I have two thoughts.
Yeah.
One, I think that's breaking and entering.
Right.
Yeah.
Two.
No, now.
She was committed.
Now she has squatter's rights.
I was just going to say she now has squatter's rights. So she's good.
It was a B&E until the second night. And now she has squatter rights. So.
I'm like both impressed and terrified. For that's cool.
And for him to be like, oh, convenience. She's already in my house. I'm like. That doesn't shock me.
It
doesn't shock me, but I'm like, that's very like a rat's mentality of like, I'm in this house, convenience, there's food in here, I'm good. Like, this is very not.
And also to be like, oh, she must really like me if she's staying here. Like, I feel like that was the thought process being like, oh, I must be really great that someone decided to live here for a week.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
I mean, you know what? On that note, says Bean, having sex with. Thank you for the conversation.
Yes, thank you for those stories.
Send us a tweet at
having sex show.
I still don't know it. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
And you can email us at havingsexwith@gmail.com. All right.
Bye.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Yes, burn my natural emotions. You make me feel like dirt, and I'm hurt. And if I should start a commotion, I run the risk of losing you, and that's worse. Ever fallen in love with someone, never fallen in love. In love with someone, never fallen in love. In someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with. I can't see much of a future unless we find out who is to blame. What a shame. We won't be together much longer unless we realize that we are ashamed. Ever fallen in love with someone? Never fallen in love. In love with someone. Never fallen in love. In love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with. Ever fallen in love with someone? Never fallen in love. In love with somebody. Ever fallen in love. In love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with. You disturb my natural emotions. You make me feel like dirt, baby, I'm hurt. And if I should start a commotion, I know I'll end up losing you, and that's worse. Ever fallen in love with someone? Ever fallen in love? In love with someone? Ever fallen in love? In love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with? Ever fallen in love with someone? Ever fallen in love? In love with someone? Ever fallen in love? In love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with?
Good evening, cover lovers, and welcome to another special edition of Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at luradio.ca. I am your host, Robin the Prophetess, and we are here to do what we do every week and let's explore the art of the cover song. We have so much music and not enough time tonight. First starting us off was the Noisettes performing a Buzzcocks classic, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen in Love With. We have so much music tonight. We have some Granddaddy, some Flying Burrito Brothers, and Cheap Trick, just to name a few. Let's start it all off. Here is some Karen O playing a classic from Ferlin Husky.
Living in the train.
The Flying Burrito Brothers doing the Rolling Stones proud on essentially what is a Rolling Stones country song, Wild Horses. Before that, we had Granddaddy performing what is actually a Everly Brothers song, not by Nazareth, Love Hurts. And we started off that set with Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Furlan Huskies, Living in a Trance. Let's get back to it. Here is one from Beck. Doing a little bit of something on the mellow tip, here is a set to start us off with something by The King.
Wise men say that only fools rush in. I can't help
So take my hand, take my whole life with you. No silence can fall.
Can be found sitting all alone. want you to stay. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Let's walk down to the preacher. Let's say, hey, I do. And then I know you want me. And you know I want you to. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't need no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. You know I want you to stay. But don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? Baby, you know I love you across my heart. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel. It's true.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Living's forgiven. Yeah.
Whispertown with Rilo Kiley's Give It a Little Love. You're still listening to Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at luradio.ca. I'm still Robin the Prophetess, and I'm still with you for another 25 minutes, and then Aaron Pearson's in with PTO Junction to do what he does best, and that's blow up minds. Before the break, we had a three-pack from the King, some Cheap Trick with Don't Be Cruel, the Fine Young Cannibals with Suspicious Minds, and then Beck with Can't Help Falling in Love. This half hour, I have some Jeremy Innick performing some Damien Girardeau, some Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, and I'm going to end with something by Johnny Cash from Local Boys, the Honest Art Collective. Right now, though, here is some Lottie Kestner with some Slow Dive.
Broken. Each captivated crooked eye. was sent to prison. Your magic arrow flies precision. You saw it from that vantage point. Perimeter scratched on a nation's native mind. You saw those Christian rivers glide over white caps and white sails high. Over white mantle. You were fighting your soul.
That was the Dupervilles with Timber Tambor's Magic Arrow. Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down with the Trogs, A Girl Like You. Jeremy Innick, best known from his time with Sunny Day Real Estate, performing Damien Jurado's Last Rites. And we started with Lottie Kester, who never ceases to melt my heart, this time with Slow Dive's Allison. I have one set left, then I am out, and Aaron is in. We have some Great Lake Swimmers performing The Birds, 100 Years, Johnny Cash and Fiona Apple with Father and Son by Cat Stevens, and we end with the Honest Art Collective performing Johnny Cash and June Carter's Jackson. Nice romper stomper to get us started. Check out the podcast and the playlist at luradio.ca. I am out, and Aaron is in. Have a good week, everybody. Here is the Great Lake Swimmers.
Everyone's It's not time to make a change. Just relax and take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why think of everything you've got? For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. There's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down and take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them, you know, not me now. There's a way, and I know I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been